One big takeaway from the Republican presidential debate over the weekend is that Marco Rubio is now a target. He was hit hard. But the first-term Florida senator is still turning out big crowds with the New Hampshire primary now a day away. Here's NPR's Asma Khalid.
Marco Rubio sounded like he was on repeat Saturday night during the debate on ABC News.
Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. This notion that Barack Obama.
And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called him out.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign.
The pundit said Rubio had fumbled, but at a Super Bowl party Sunday night, the Florida senator was on the offense. In fact, all day Sunday, Rubio essentially used that same Obama line again, with no shame.
Look, I said this last night. I am going to say this every chance that I get. Barack Obama is trying to change America.
It's unclear what damage the debate might really do to Rubio. He brought out hundreds at every campaign stop.
I know he got a little beat up, but he stayed on message.
Kathy Winsick says she still plans on voting for Rubio. She thinks the media is overblowing the situation.
And he was just talking about Obama, and that's kind of what he feels about it. And they always say that stuff over and over and over again. So of course he's going to say it over and over again.
Some folks, like Tom Hunt, told me Rubio was being bullied unfairly.
He got taken by a very good prosecutor.
Others, like Hunt's wife, Diane, said Rubio showed his leadership.
I don't feel it was a fumble at all. I think it was unfortunate that he didn't have an attack back, but we're not looking for someone who's able to necessarily attack. We're electing what he stands for.
But there are some undecided voters, like Allison Maynard, who say the debate is making them question Rubio's credentials.
I think that he kind of repeated himself a lot and didn't have good answers.
After hearing Rubio in person, Maynard had a simple response.
Better than the debate.
Whether that's enough, who knows? Especially because while Rubio was repeating his Obama critique Sunday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was repeating his Rubio critique.
He's just not ready. And we can't afford to do this again.
Of course, with all this Monday morning quarterbacking, it's worth remembering New Hampshire voters go to the polls tomorrow, and Rubio is still bringing out huge crowds. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.